This is after 12 years of an asking from Nasky of report Krishna Elizabeth Reyes. Date of birth is 10-4-1971. Indicates Krishna was guarded at home cancer screening. Physician will make back in the field. And as well, Krishna Abhishek Bhotha Shubha Zami Kavi Kadefri Abhishek Giri Bashkin Kalanskibi with the heart. Snare polypectomy and heart force polypectomy. Instruments to Olympus City Jesus to the Kalanski of Krishna and Francis and Patricia Patient Play Life Patient. This book low cavity has her parents having general powers of Bagwala Spectrum. Exam portion of during version of Krishna's parents of Bagwala Spectrum. And my gas side bags.
That's what your
picture's
on the bed. And I did also D2 biopsy on that. Right?
Still
there?
Say that again.
See, the
D2
biopsy?
Yeah,
he did. Okay. So, duodenum exam patient duodenum biopsy were taken from the second portion of duodenum to a celiac screw as a worker for the bloating gas in scubarantrum, violation of aspirantrum, but moderate super erosive gastritis. Biopsy taking is slightly diagnosed. Most of the biopsy taking is slightly diagnosed. Retrofit showed a cesura versus fatalia. Versus of number one of the polyp was noted, which removed the cold. Force of polypectomy is successful complete removal. It's called straight by junction. As the G junction appeared to be two nodules, they both are biopsies like the actors were only plastic for atypical changes, whereas the inflammatory changes, eversation, prescription, and patient had grade is obvious. Eversation, prescription, and complication. Patient turned around, KY jelly practice, C square rectum at sigma to design colon span fresh and colon and flesh of a sequel of picture. Coming out, patient had suboptimal prep. In the cecum, I saw a polyp about. About 1 centimeter, about 1 centimeter diameter flat polyp, which was removed piecemeal with a hard force of polyp successfully, no false polypectin bleeding. Coming out ileocecal valve, just above the ileocecal and proximal ascending colon, there was a polyp noted about 1.5 centimeter polyp flat. Polyp noted, sessile polyp, 1.5 centimeter, which was removed in by piecemeal completely in two pieces. And post polypectomy, no evidence of any bleeding. The edges of the quarters of the hard force of edges of the quarters, but this polyp was removed, the hard snare polypectomy successfully. Since it created the opening in the mucosa, so I, even though it was not bleeding, so I prophylactically placed a hemoclip to close the mucosa, to approximate the mucosal margins. Coming across, there was a polyp noted 40 centimeter at 40 centimeter from the anus. A flat sessile polyp was noted, which was removed completely with the hard snare polyp success. No postoperative bleeding. The edges was again cauterized. Then a polyp times three noted at the rectosigmoid. All three rectosigmoid polyps appeared to be hyperplastic. Flat polyp, sessile polyp. They all three of them removed the hard snare polyp successfully, no post-polypectomy bleeding. Then the polyp was also noted at 20 centimeters from the anus times one, which removed the hard snare polyp successfully, no post-polypectomy bleeding. This appeared to be hyperplastic polyp. Then there was a polyp note coming out, polyp note in the rectum, about a rectum polyp, about 10 centimeters up in the rectum, noted, which appeared to be a tubular vellus adenoma. It was, again, sessile polyp. It was removed completely. It completes removal of the heart snare polyp, no post-polypectomy bleeding, lateral fascia, subdural hemorrhoids. Because of the nature of polyp, there's a possibility the patient may have some more polyps. Sessile polyps in them, which can now be visualized because of optimal prep, eversition, preservation, and complication. Finally, number one, D-junction nodule sign two. They both are biased for slag diagnosis. Rural neoplastic was the inflammatory changes. Number two, gastropolyp removed the cold polypectomy successfully. Center for pathology. Number three, moderate severe erosive gastritis, enteral area, biased for slag rural helicobus fire. Number four, gastrointestinal anomaly. Exam for shared duodenum biopsy, taking rural celiac screw. Number six, colonoscopy of the cecum. Number seven, patient had suboptimal prep. Because of nature of prep, even though I removed numerous polyps, but because of nature of prep, patient may have some other polyps that could not be visualized because of the nature of the prep. Number eight, cecal polyps times one, removal of the hard force polyps, successfully no postoperative bleeding. Number 10 was approximate ascending colon polyps times one. It was sessile polyp about 1.5 centimeter. It was removed by hard snare polyspectrum successfully in two pieces with no post-polypectomy bleeding. But since it created a mucosal opening, so I closed it, and there was no bleeding happening, but I closed it, approximate the mucosal margins with hemoclip. Hemoclip successfully, no post-hemiclip placement or polypectomy bleeding. noted the edges of this polyp was polyp site was cauterized effectively. Then at 11 was a polyp at 40 centimeter times one removed the heart center polyp surface, no post-structural bleeding. This was facile polyp also. Number 12, rectal sigmoid polyps times 3, removal of the heart snip polyps, successfully, no post-operative bleeding. Number 12, a polyp at 20 centimeters from the anus, one polyp, hyperplastic leg, remove the heart snip polyps, successfully, no post-operative bleeding. Number 13, rectal polyp times 1, remove the heart tubular adenoma slash tubular villus adenoma, like it was removed, it was about 1 centimeter in diameter. It was removed completely with the heart snip polyps, successfully, no post-operative bleeding. All these polyps, except the cecal polyp, all these polyps, except the cecal polyp, was removed with the heart snip polypectomy. The cecal polyp was removed with the heart forceps polypectomy. And then coming out, hemorrhoids. Recommendation, away from the G-junction nodule. I would recommend patient to have, even if the biopsy comes negative, I would recommend to have endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of the G-junction nodule. Rule out some mucosal lesion and and if atypical anaphylaxis close, the recommendation of ESD well done for those G-junction nodules. Number two, away from the enterobiopsy, the enterobiopsy comes negative for composite for Helicobacter pylori, treat triple therapy. Patient needs to be on protonic 40 milligram per day and maybe carafate for 4 weeks and protonic 40 milligram per day and carafate 40 milligram, one gram for 3 times a day for 4 weeks for erosive gastritis. And wait for the small biopsy, and wait for the number six, no, five was wait for the all these polyp biopsy from the colon. If the colon biopsy comes out benign, then I would recommend you to be colonoscopy in 6 months because it's suboptimal preparation. Had advice to be drinking half a drink of water. There's two soft minimum acidic 5% preparation, each and a superman flare up. Follow 1-2 week sanitation. Please send the government patient primary care provider, Dr. Juan. Cantu and copy Dr. Param Sari, they are pursuing March 2nd, 2024. They are pursuing March 2nd, 2024.